Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
I saw this story about Paul McCartney, and I found it kind of funny because I love Paul McCartney, man. I'm a huge Beatles guy, obviously. And I love Paul McCartney's solo career with Wings. He did some stuff I really like on his own, too. I love the stuff from Wings. I'm not one of those haters. And I get it. It's a little different from what he did with the Beatles, but I thought it was still magical. McCartney has kind of been slamming the idea of a residency in Vegas. And so a lot of people have done it, from Elton John and Aerosmith and Billy Idol and all that stuff, right? So he was being interviewed by GQ, and they asked him if he ever considered doing a run in Vegas. His response, he says, "That's something I've been trying to avoid my whole life. Definitely nothing attracts me about the idea. Vegas is where you go to die, isn't it? It's the elephant's graveyard." And so Bruce Springsteen did a run on Broadway. So asked about that, he goes, "The Beatles icon doesn't like the idea of doing something that's already been done. Some people would like me to do it. As they say, I've got plenty of stories and plenty of songs. But one of the things that's holding me back at the moment is that Bruce has just done it, you know. It feels a bit like, oh, suddenly I'll do it then. So I think that's made me a little reluctant to follow in his footsteps or follow a trend." And I got to tell you something. Here's where I would tell Paul, dude, stop being, you know, a stiff little bitch. Loosen up, bro. Okay? Vegas is not where you go to die. Okay? I get that Donnie and Marie are there, and I understand all of that from the images you have of that. But when you have EDM DJs doing stays and residencies, and those people are far from dead, they're all young. Okay? Right, so when I see Steve Aoki there doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Or what's this other guy's? I mean, every time I go to Vegas, there's always a couple of those guys there, and they're young. You have this whole idea of the Rat Pack and watching, you know, Dean Martin and all that stuff, and I get it, that old Vegas. That was kind of the way to do it. And Liza Minnelli's down in the end of her career, and so she's out there for a stay. But that's not that anymore. Vegas is about families. Vegas is about shopping. Vegas is about amusement parks now. Vegas has changed their entire way of being. It's a whole different place to go to. It used to be a place of just debauchery. All you ever did was go to gamble or, you know, a lady of the night. That's not how it is in Vegas anymore. I think I've told you this many, many times. In fact, I told my wife the other day, I go, you know, I'm going to take you to Vegas and we're going to go to a strip club because I've never been to one in Vegas. That's the thing. That's what it was known for. You only go to Vegas for a bachelor party. You go to Vegas because you're going to go to the Bunny Ranch. You go to Vegas because you're going to go to a bunch of strip clubs and you're just going to get drunk and you're just going to gamble. That's just not what it is anymore. I go to Vegas and now I go because I want to go see a couple of really good concerts, do a little bit of sports gambling, go have dinner at a good restaurant or two or three. You know what I'm saying? Go to amusement park if I want to. Go to the Pinball Hall of Fame. Go to the Hoover Dam. It's actually a really cool place to vacation. Oh, I want to. You know what? I'm going to take a couple of hours and go drive off to Joshua Tree. Whatever. I'm just saying there's so many things to do. My wife and my daughter went to Vegas and they took a helicopter ride to the Grand Canyon. You know, there's a. It's not about dying. And that's where I went and I saw Billy Idol, dude. It's not about dying. You know what I mean? I've seen so many bands there. I went to go see U2 there. I went to see Kiss there. I've seen so many great acts there in Vegas. And I know some of those were just popping in and popping out, but residencies, I think, are super cool nowadays. And let me tell you something. My message I would send to Paul McCartney, your fans would love you for doing that. Because you'll have fans that will go and hang out for a week and maybe go see you two or three times. And it becomes convenient for you because you stay at one place, you stay in one hotel room, and you've got a routine going on, and you're not going from city to city, from city, you know, you're at a place that it's a destination place because people go to Vegas for more than just debauchery. Okay? If it was for that, then I would rarely ever go to Vegas. I wouldn't be going to Vegas at all, actually.
You know where Paul stuck? Remember the ending scene in Casino when the old people are coming through the entrance and De Niro's doing the talk and he's like, yeah, but while blah, blah, blah is going on, mommy and daddy are blowing little Johnny's college fund, la, la, and you see all the old people with the visors on. And that's what he's thinking. He's right. Thinking the old...
Old Vegas.
Yep. Yeah. He's stuck in that scene.
Yes. Yeah. I read that and it was like, have you been to Vegas? Have you watched Vegas? That's not the way it is anymore. It's a whole different ball game. Dude, they were going to have the NFL draft there for several days. That's not just old people. That's all kinds. That's a hip thing. Like I said, EDM is, they have one of the bigger festivals there.
He's thinking of when Dantana was hanging around.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's exactly what he's thinking. He's thinking it's Dantana and it's Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. And, you know, that's what he keeps thinking. He keeps thinking that that's not Vegas anymore. And I'll tell you this, a Paul McCartney residence would be really cool. Because he could do like a Beatles night, and then he can do a solo night if he wanted to. He can do two different residencies. He could do a run where he just does Beatles, and then he can do a run where he does just his music. And both would be attended very well.
I'm going to say this, and I think I'm going to be speaking for many, many people. I don't care where you play, Paul. Just please make it affordable for normal people to be able to go. $275, $300 for nosebleeds, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. GNR took a while to take off because they suck live. Great album, agree, but Axl can't sing 200 nights a year. He's way overrated. I can always count on Norcott to take shots.
I knew that was Norcott.
Yeah. Let's see. I saw Axl singing for AC/DC a couple years back, and he sounded decent. He sounded great. He sounded excellent doing the AC/DC, bro. I've seen Axl the last couple times, and he sounded awesome at Miami Baseball Stadium, at the Miami Marlins Stadium. He sounded great in Orlando when I saw him with the Cult, and when I saw him do AC/DC, he sounded excellent. So, Super Boom Shuck says, I want to see a Cannibal Corpse residency in Vegas. Big O saw Rick James a week before he died at Sunset Fest in Palm Beach. Wow. There you go. That's classic right there, dude. Let's see. Boom, I do Billy Sheridan. When you compare photos, is so much different facial bone structures. Well, I don't know. What the hell are you talking about there, Thermolio? Let's see, what else? Rat Pack hung out in North Lake Tahoe at Cal Neva. Wife and I got married there 18 years ago. Rat Pack is that's one of the greatest right there, dude. Let's see. I've never been to Vegas mainly because Lake Tahoe has gambling, shows, and skiing. That's where I went for my honeymoon. I went to Lake Tahoe. I think it was Heavenly. I want to say, was it Heavenly, the mountain I was we were skiing on a lot? Damn, oh, you want to go to Vegas? Oh, damn, oh, you make me want to go to Vegas. Well, Josh, I want to go to Vegas all the time, dude. I love going to Vegas, man. I can go to Vegas anytime you want, my brother. And the fact we lost out during draft week, it kills me, man. Kills me. That was going to be epic, brother. That was going to be awesome.